We are pleased to have in studio today Austin Morris, who's the co-founder at Enclave, and John Crom, who is the general manager at Shields Arena. And I appreciate you guys coming over and giving us a little bit of time today. I appreciate that. I'll start with you, Austin, and I'll just first of all just kind of ask, so you hear about this idea going on that there's going to be a convention center. We know a funding mechanism for it. So you're like, hey, we can put together an idea for this. Tell us what that was like for you, Ben, Mellon, your partner, as you guys started thinking about how do we get involved. How was that process for you figuring out if you wanted to get involved in this process?
Well, it was fun because we got to start on it a couple of years ago. As we heard, there was interest from Chamber of Commerce, from Visit FM. We got a head start and tried to find the best site in all of Fargo where this made the most sense, not just for today, but long term. And we continued to ask the city, when would this happen? Ask the stakeholders, when do we think this would have the support? So we started even prior to the vote for it to be at the Fargo Dome a couple of years ago.
Yeah, this has been a conversation a few years in the making. There's been some talk about how can we do this, should we do this? So it certainly wasn't anything that kind of came out of nowhere. And so when you kind of, I assume for you guys it was kind of a fun catalyst for this process when it's like, okay, this is going to happen now. So let's get rolling and try to figure out where to do it, right?
Yep. And it's exciting for Fargo because communities of our size, we have 300,000 MSA. Almost every community of our size around the United States that has the economic engine that Fargo has a convention center. So this has been probably a decade in the making.
Yeah, it's been a while for sure. So, John, you are sitting there thinking, you know, we could do this over here too. And then you got connected with the guys at Enclave. Tell us how Shields Arena got brought into this.
Well, we got brought in as we watched the original vote at the Fargo Dome asking, hey, why didn't we get considered? So we were probably the happiest people when that didn't pass the first time, and then we could put our name in the hat. And then when we met Enclave, it was just a perfect relationship of what they would envision and how all of Urban Plains could develop around this convention center. If you back up 18 years ago, that was the start of Shields Arena Urban Plains Center. This is going to be in a farm field, and it's going to develop into something great. This, in my opinion, is the next step to that. How could we finish off this overall project of Shields Arena and the Convention Center? And then it'll finish off the full development, which is really right now in the center of Fargo. 18 years ago, it was on the far south.
Isn't that something? You say farm field ATM, like, you're right. Back then it was, but now it just feels like it's part of the hub. And as West Fargo has grown, certainly that's been a pretty big development over there. So, Austin, as you were trying to figure out where the right place is, was Shields Arena kind of your first choice all along?
Yeah, Shields Arena made a ton of sense to us for a few reasons. One, the land that it sits on is going to cost taxpayers $0, park district partnership. The location with where Fargo is growing south of 52nd Avenue really is the center of Fargo, 13-minute drive to downtown, 7-minute drive to West Acres, restaurant scene, over 100 restaurants and a lot of hotels, I think over 1,000 beds. So it just made sense from a location standpoint. And we have two interchanges within a mile. So people can hop on 94, 29, 80% of convention centers of this size typically are local, regional, and then 20% is more national or broader audience. So just good location.
It is interesting how kind of I don't want to say the epicenter, but it just seems like the hub of activity has kind of kept shifting a little south and a little west. And certainly as West Fargo has grown, Horace has grown, it's kind of just kind of been the center of everything has kind of moved a little bit. And certainly the whole Fargo community has been pretty dynamic that way, but there's been some good growth on there. So, John, on your perspective then, tell me about how that went, getting to know the guys from Enclave. You probably knew them anyway, but how did that process go for you guys? And was it a pretty comfortable fit right away as you talked to them about what they wanted to do?
Yeah, it was. It went through Brandt Real Estate. So reached out to them to say, hey, what do you guys think about this opportunity of us putting our name in the hat? And has there been any discussion of Shields Arena? They introduced us then to Austin. And immediately they came back with some plans. If we had an unlimited budget, we could show you some amazing things we could do. Now we're working within a little constraint. But that's how it kind of sparked. And then it just was a domino over, I mean, it's been over a year now that we've been kind of working on this and talking about what could it be? What are the synergies between Shields Arena and the Convention Center? Why operationally this makes sense? And you've heard that through Brujala, the Fargo Dome. But for us, we do it each and every day. We're already doing conventions. We're already doing galas and corporate events. So it's really an extension of our current team, which I think from the public's viewpoint, they should like that. There's no additional overhead costs that we got to bring in. We're just going to expand a little bit and do more business of what we're currently doing.
Okay, so you got my wheels turning there. If money was no object and you could really have fun and it doesn't matter what it costs, what would you do? What could you do?
The first drawing, I went from the front of Shields Arena on the south all the way to 32nd.
And oh, yeah, let's go.
Two stories. There's a beautiful hotel. But
yeah,
someday we can sit down and show you those drawings.
Once. Yeah. Well, it may someday, right? I mean, who knows? So, but it's fun planning these things, Austin. I've got to think that, you know, people like me, so I go to work and I do what I do all day. And when the radio show is done, there's like nothing to show for it. There's nothing tangible that's built, you know, and you got to come back and do it all the next day. What you guys do is so fun because I just think, gosh, when you get done and you look at these projects you do, you must go, that's pretty cool. We did that. So as you started thinking about this, what got your wheels turning and how did you, what was kind of your philosophy or vision as you put this all together?
I would say always first and foremost, quality over quantity and first class experience and something unique and distinct. So any of our projects around the upper Midwest, we try and learn from other national developers as well as visit really unique communities and situations to gain insights and then hopefully create something that's super special. And that's one thing that Visit FM has shared with us is they don't want this to be in every convention center where if you were inside this, that you could be in Toledo, Ohio, or you could be in Fargo, North Dakota, and you wouldn't know any different. So that was one of the big mainstay visions is as we master plan this and as we design the convention center, how do we have people when they visit it remember it and have a super positive experience and memory of the Fargo Convention Center?
So tell me how you've drafted that into some of your drafts and sketches on this. What do you have in your plan that you think does that?
I think first and foremost, it comes planning as it relates to what goes around it matters a great deal. And we're fortunate to have Brandt as a partner because they think very, very long term. We've been fortunate to plan the mixed use center uptown in Maine all along Veterans. And that's turned out fantastic and is full and vibrant and exciting. And we can continue to transition that, adding more restaurants, entertainment, walkability, quality landscaping, so the outdoor experience is amplified, public art. And then with the convention center itself, we hired the best convention center architect in the United States. They've done over 100 convention centers. This isn't their second or third.
Yeah.
They have a tremendous background of experience on how to execute. And what we've talked most about from a design standpoint is how do we make this truly Fargo? Celebrate North Dakota, celebrate our roots. And that goes into color palette, art, wayfinding as you enter, public art. And we happen to be right next to a very large park, Urban Plains Park. So we have outdoor experience embedded in it, which is really neat. I feel like we have all these attributes right there.
The plan is for a little over 86,000 square feet, which is the second largest plan that's been proposed there. Tell us, give us a sense of, as I'm driving up now on, was it 32nd as I'm going over that direction, as I'm driving west and I look over to Shields Arena now, how would it change with the plan that you've got in mind? What would I see?
So you'd as you drive west on 32nd, the convention center would be situated west of the Shields Arena, attached to it. And we spent a lot of time trying to solve the, how does that entry facade look for both entities, Shields Arena and the Convention Center? How can we have them flow together when necessary? Because that's one unique attribute of this. We have the Convention Center program, but we also have the ability to expand that to the Shields Arena and utilize space within there, which is, I think, a double whammy from a value prop.
Okay. So if I go to the west of Shields, I'm going on the other side toward Veterans. Is it going to be kind of flush? It will, like, double the size of Shields Arena? It'll just be a bigger-looking building, or will it wrap around a little bit? How will that unfold?
It wraps around the west side all the way to the back. I'd say the design facade will be distinct, but pay homage to what's been done at the Shields Arena. So,
okay.
We want it to be distinct. We want people to know this is the Convention Center.
Yeah.
This is Shields Arena. Well, having them look terrific next to each other.
Austin, you guys did, kind of on your own, an environmental or economic impact study. I'm thinking about the diversion there. Economic impact study that NDSU did. Tell us why you did that and what you came out of that with.
We did that because we learned through John and team that Shields Arena hasn't received a dollar of public funding. So Brandt, when they did that endeavor, supported it through all the years. And we wanted to showcase the existing, what economic impact does the Shields Arena produce for Fargo and its community on an annual basis without $1? And it was really telling because it was $16 million of gross business volume per year spent on hotels, restaurants, shopping, et cetera, above and beyond ticket sales.
Yeah. John, I think that's something that people need to know, that you guys have done that without public money over there at Shields Arena.
Yeah, we have. You know, for 18 years, we've been finding a way to survive, which very few buildings of this type have that. Usually they're economic drivers that are funded by a community or the city or the county. So to see this come together 18 years ago and for us to succeed, I think that speaks volumes and should give the confidence to the public that we can continue to operate that with a convention center. And hopefully it doesn't become a burden ever to the taxpayers. It becomes something they celebrate. They get to enjoy, and they're thankful on where it gets placed and how it operates each and every day.
It's a feather in your cap. It absolutely is. And in this town right now, you know, we see it taxes go up and government spending goes up. And I think that's the biggest thing that people that I hear are concerned about. How do we do this without it being something that the people of Fargo have to keep underwriting and making the case to do? So I think having that in your background is a good thing. Austin, what would you add to this conversation? People are worried. They're like, okay, I like it, a lodging tax, but what if the costs are way more than what the tax? Are we going to end up on the hook for something? What kind of confidence and comfort level can you give to people about that?
I think all the financial models that John and team have run have shown immense synergies between the Shields Arena and the Convention Center, and being able to jointly manage them. They already have the staff. They already have management. They already do this every day. And like John mentioned, the events that they currently have are very similar, where this is expanding upon that and doing even more, but with the same collective group of people.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like, so you got Fargo Dome that's obviously heavily tied to the city. You've got downtown Fargo, which city commission, right? Do you guys feel like an underdog at all on this thing because you're not part of the quote-unquote infrastructure of the city of Fargo?
I don't think so, because our infrastructure has been existing for probably eight, nine years surrounding it. So we don't have to add a lot of infrastructure. We have existing retention. We have to add some, but it's very minor. We're fortunate that all of this was done when costs were lower from an infrastructure standpoint. And being on a major corridors with 45th Street and Veterans, with I-94 and I-29, we can attract a tremendous hotel, and brand matters. People are loyal to Marriott, Hilton, IHG. In other locations with less traffic count, less entertainment destination, it'll be difficult to get what we want from a hotel standpoint in our community.
John, I know that you guys believe that this would add some energy to that part of town. Tell me about that. What's your vision? What does this look like? What does it feel like if it's up and running?
Yeah, right now we do about 100 events a year, if you think amongst the hockey events, the state tournaments, the NCAA regional, the concerts. this will probably go from 100 events to 250. So that now is an active building each and every day, and you're balancing the hockey with all the other events that we could be doing in the convention center. To date, we still host events, and we have people in the public that come out and say, I've never been here. Hmm. When did this get put up? Hmm. Well, 18 years ago, but you should come out. So I just think it's going to bring even more life than the current Urban Plains development has, which if you're there on a summer day at the park, it's active. It's going to be a nice addition to what we offer each and every day.
How do you run it? Do you have enough people to do this if this thing gets added to what you're doing already?
We always find a way. We would be bringing in probably some experience in the convention side, have a director that oversees that. But our staff currently is asking, how do we get involved? How do we just expand beyond what we're doing? So I don't see it as a big challenge for us because they're doing these events today.
Yeah. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming by. It's been really helpful. And I know you put a lot of heart and soul into this. And so I've been saying this to everybody. I wish you well, just because everybody's been working hard to get this put together. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate your time and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.